you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
It comes from Washington, darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for, our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm glad we were able to leave you with some good news on the baseball front. I know we've been tracking that all week long, and it's good finally on Friday to be able to report some of the details of that five-year deal between the Major League Baseball Players Association and the owners. And again, the owners voted unanimously. It was not unanimous executive board of Major League Baseball Players Association. But we'll be talking more about this as we get closer to Major League Baseball season. It begins, by the way, April the 7th. April the 7th. Wow. We're going to have baseball. I'm so excited. Coming up, Captain Sam Brown, Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate, will tell us what the path to victory looks like for him. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Career politicians is destroying the American dream. Now more than ever, we need true, experienced leaders with the backbone to do what's right for the citizens of Nevada. A proven leader like Tom Heck.
Hi, I'm Tom Heck, and I'm running to be the next governor of the great state of Nevada because our state deserves a governor with proven leadership and problem-solving skills. With over 22 years active duty military service and 9 years in local government, I know what we have to do to get Nevada back on the right track.
At no other point in our history have American citizens been more at risk of losing their rights of free speech, the right to gather, and even the right to travel, all due to the weak leadership of career politicians. That's why we need leaders like Tom Heck.
As your next governor, on day one, I'll cut the state budget by 10%. I'll eliminate the teaching of critical race theory in our schools, and I'll defend your constitutional rights against creeping socialism.
For more information about Tom Heck, visit electheck.com.
I'm Tom Heck, and I approve this message.
Paid for and approved by Tom Heck for governor.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Russia has widened its offensive in Ukraine, striking a number of points in the west and east for the first time, while the huge armored column stalled for more than a week now outside the capital city is on the move again. At the same time, the United States and allies have stepped up efforts to isolate and sanction Russia by revoking its most favored nation trading status. Vladimir Putin is calling for foreign volunteers to be able to fight against Ukrainian forces.
Speaking at a Russian Security Council meeting, President Putin says those who wanted to volunteer to fight with Russia-backed forces should be allowed to. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu said that there were 1,600 volunteers in the Middle East ready to fight alongside Russian-backed forces. U.S. officials said these could include Syrians skilled in urban combat. Moscow is a longstanding ally of Syria, and Mr. Putin has been a key backer of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad in that country's civil war. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at townhall.com, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton calling on satellite provider DirecTV to reverse its plan to drop conservative news channel One America Network from its distribution effective next month. Paxton charges the satellite provider's decision is obviously viewpoint discrimination against the network's conservative news programming. Forecasters say a powerful late winter storm likely to dump heavy snow from the deep south all the way north to the Canadian border over the weekend. Snowfall totals ranging from 4 inches in parts of Alabama and Mississippi to 13 to 15 inches in northern Maine. Storms likely to causing travel problems as well as a number of power outages. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Alex and Orlando De Castro Verde are third-generation lawyers and lifelong Nevadans. They built De Castro Verde Law Group personal injury on their family principles. When you've been injured, they'll fight the insurance companies, seek maximum compensation, and stand by you the entire way, just like family. De Castro Verde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
I'm Major Sam Peters, candidate for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. I earned a Bronze Star while deployed to Afghanistan, keeping America safe. Now I'm going to go to D.C. and kick some anti-American ass in Congress. Dementia Joe Biden, illegal immigrants, a stolen election, critical race theory, mandates? Enough is enough. I'm Sam Peters. I'm not a career politician. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for President Trump's agenda. I'll finish the wall. I'll even go to the White House and tell Sleepy Joe right to his face. Let's go, Brandon. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
It's 104. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by De Castro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. A Las Vegas man was sentenced today to a maximum of 10 years in prison for fatally punching a 73-year-old man inside the lobby of the Strat in August. Michael Saunders, who initially was charged with murder, pleaded guilty to voluntary manslaughter in December for causing the death of Thatch Guyon of Springfield, Virginia. The victim suffered a severe brain bleed when Saunders punched him at the Strat's check-in line on August 27th. He later died on September 8th of blunt force head trauma. The district judge, Tierra Jones, sentenced Saunders to between 4 and 10 years in prison. Saunders told the judge that Guyon's death would weigh on his mind for the rest of his life. With COVID-19 metrics continuing to decline, local health officials say they will stop reporting daily numbers and switch to weekly reports every Wednesday. In addition to only reporting once a week, health officials say the dashboard that they use is undergoing some changes as well, including no longer reporting test positivity rates. No information has been released yet on what that new dashboard might look like.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, quick check of the traffic cams. Not bad for a Friday. No issues to deal with for the most part on the 95. You're up to freeway speeds
on Interstate 15 through the resort area, but you'll tap the brakes there downtown on the 515 eastbound at Main and westbound at Eastern.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do when he followed through, the exact opposite.
Check it out.
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. You think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one. Time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us, hour number two. And we kick it off on a high note because joining us, Captain Sam Brown, the Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate. He joins us now. And first of all, I got to ask you, how's life on the campaign trail for you?
Kevin, it's good. You know, get to travel around, talk to a lot of people who are hurting, but also looking for hope, looking for reason to keep up the fight. And, you know, it's good to be able to have those interactions. And, you know, it encourages me, but I get a chance to encourage others.
Well, and when you talk about having those encounters with voters, in order to get to them, you have to drive through 17 counties. You know probably more than anybody what this is doing financially, the fact that we've got $5 gasoline across this state. Can you talk about what sticker shock has been like for you at the pump?
I tell you, it's been just frankly amazing. For example, last week I was out to Elko from Reno, and I was coming back.
Whoops.
Elko and filling up again in Winnemucca, and gas jumped 50 cents.
Can you, hey Sam, can you repeat that? Because you dropped out as you were going from Elko to someplace. Can you give us that again?
Yep. Over the course of about, you know, a couple hours drive, gas prices were moving so fast that when I filled up from Elko to Winnemucca, gas prices jumped 50 cents.
Wow. Wow. And how much did it cost to fill an SUV or whatever you folks are driving? It might have been a bus, and you're dealing with diesel fuel. This gets expensive for just the average Joe, doesn't it?
It does. It was over $80 to fill it up, and I tell you, you know, I'm glad that I have the resources that the campaign is being funded by, you know, organic grassroots support, and so I'm able to continue to get around. But well, let's talk about how this is impacting, you know, ordinary Nevadans, working class families. If you look at gas prices, they're heading up to, they might hit $7, Kevin. And if they hit $7 a gallon, for an individual that makes $20 an hour, which we know there's plenty of folks out there that don't even make $20 an hour, at the end of the month, after they pay their rent, they pay their car insurance, they pay for a cell phone bill, they have $300 for food, which we know a lot of people, you know, can't get by on just $300 for food, they'd be left with $200 at the end of the month. And this is only if they're driving to and from average work. This is unsustainable, and it's going to drive people to a point of having to decide, can I even afford to drive to work?
The Biden administration has tried to make this out like these high gas prices are just going to be transitory and they're going to go away. But the fact is, we are negotiating. Am I right? We're negotiating with our adversaries for more energy independence.
Well, it depends on if you consider Russia, Iran, and Venezuela to be adversaries, then yeah, I think that's exactly the case right now. It's amazing that what we have here in the country is a gift from God, that we have natural resources to be energy independent, and yet that's exactly what the Biden administration is doing, is they are talking to and negotiating for our adversaries to produce more and not looking for our own internal domestic independence.
So tell me how we achieve, and how does a Senator Sam Brown help in achieving energy independence for our country? Give me the first steps.
Simple things like we've already got most of the infrastructure on the Keystone Pipeline built out. We have got to finish and get the Keystone Pipeline turned on. The amount of oil that they have in Canada can offset almost a one-for-one what we've been historically getting from places like Russia. So we've got to do that. Right now, the Biden administration has federal lease permits, all sorts of tied up. They're not issuing more. And get this, they're not issuing more because a judge struck down their ability to add additional fees for a social cost to greenhouse emissions. So we've got to have Congress act on that, put it back in front of the president, saying, you know, President, we've got to open the federal lands back up for permitting, and ultimately we've got to stop pushing Green New Deal type initiatives and allow us to pump and refine our oil and gas right here in the U.S.
What the Biden administration says, and Democrats seem to be echoing, is this idea that we can't, you know, flip a switch and gain energy independence, and that a lot of these things that you're talking about might take a while to put into play, like the Keystone XL pipeline, that it might take months in order to get them up and running. What is your view, and are there things we can do right away that can help bring the price of a gallon of gasoline down?
Well, there are some options that even our Democrat senators are talking about that in theory could help, but here in Nevada, it's not going to work out so good. So, for example, they're talking about suspending the federal gas tax, actually putting it on a holiday right through the elections. And that'd benefit a lot of Americans, but it wouldn't benefit us here. And the reason why is we actually have a state law that says any reduction in federal gas tax immediately is offset by an increase in state gas tax. So we wouldn't actually realize that here. For a lot of America, that would be something that would benefit them. But at the end of the day, Kevin, you know, the truth is bad leadership has consequences, and there is going to be a delay. There's not an instant switch to flip to just make this all better. That's true. And, you know, this is what we get when we gamble with feel-good emotional politics instead of rational thinking and people who actually have real-world experience. And, you know, we took a gamble as a country, and we've got these lunatics running things, and we're suffering as a result of it.
Joining us from the campaign trail, Captain Sam Brown, Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate. I've got to ask you, I know you haven't even been sworn in to the Senate yet, but you're already talking about term limits. Are you a believer in term limits for the U.S. Senate? And if so, what would they look like?
Yeah, so term limits is something that, you know, if we're being honest about it, I don't think we're going to be able to see that come to pass in the very near future, but there is an initiative of which I have signed up for as well. It's term limit amendment. So we would actually, you know, force this upon future Congresses, but we've got to get new blood in there. And the way it's sort of drawn out now is, I believe it's three terms on the House side and two terms on the Senate side. Look, we've got to get back to a place where our founding fathers, you know, envisioned this, that, you know, service to the country as a representative is a temporary thing. You leave your community where, you know, you work, you raise a family, you go for a short period of time, you come back eventually. There's no such thing as career politicians. And that's exactly what I'm running against. I'm running against two elitist career politicians who are so out of touch with Nevadans that it's time that we go ahead and let them retire.
Let me ask you, because we've had some spirited debates in the gubernatorial race, and now I understand you are challenging Adam Laxalt to a debate. Are there debates scheduled as of now? And if not, why not?
You know, it's my understanding there's been three opportunities for Mr. Laxalt to share a stage with me in debate, and he has not confirmed any of those. One of those is up in Reno. A group called Red Move Nevada hosts that. They've hosted other debates. Channel 8 News, right down here in Clark County, is another one. And if you look at, you know, his website and what he's doing, he's running against Cortez Masto. There's no such thing as a primary. In his mind, he feels that, you know, Republicans here in the state owe him their vote, you know, just like an elitist politician would want. And he doesn't even have issues on his website, so who knows what he would even debate on. For 7 months, he's been running a campaign and can't even list issues on his website.
What would be the one question that you would begin with if you did have a chance to share the stage with Adam Laxalt? What is the one burning question you'd want to ask him?
I'd want to know why Nevadans should trust him with leading and legislating on behalf of our children, when he has already failed us in other areas and his stint in representation and leadership.
I want to get at least one piece of breaking news. Earlier today, President Biden slashed the favored nation status for Russia, which that they will ban the import of alcohol, seafood, and other products. That means my Stolichnaya is going to be banned in this country. No Stoli? Now, come on. Are you kidding?
Look at that as an investment now. If you've still got some, it'll be worth something.
There you go. There you go. I'm just curious what you think of some of these moves, banning the importation of gas and oil from Russia. Now we've got banning Stoli and seafood products from Russia. I'm just curious what you think. A lot of people are saying it's too little, too late. What about you?
Yeah, it's look. This is just, you know, classic reactionary politics, where when people don't have the knowledge or the vision to look at things strategically, to foresee what our adversaries would do and how they would do it, we end up in this position where, you know, we take these little half measure steps, and oftentimes, a day too late or weeks too late. So this is, this is predictable. This is what we get with career politicians who, once again, they don't know the real world. Few of them have ever actually run businesses like I have, and many other people that, start small businesses, and they're so out of touch. This is exactly why I'm running against Adam Laxalt and Catherine Cortez Masto, so we don't get that sort of out-of-touch representation on the Republican side.
Sam, before I let you go, what is it your campaign needs from my listeners and voters across the 17 counties of Nevada?
Hey, join our organic movement. Don't be discouraged by things you hear or see. This campaign is going dollar for dollar with the campaign of Adam Laxalt. This is the campaign that can beat Catherine Cortez Masto, because we're providing hope to even independents and Democrats who are so discouraged. Get on board and go to CaptainSamBrown.com, and let's get this thing across the finish line and change the direction of our country.
Sam, it's always good to visit with you. Safe travels across the state. Are you in I'm assuming you're in Clark County today?
I am. I'm over here in Henderson right now.
Very good. Captain Sam Brown, thank you so much. Always appreciate it, and we'll talk again soon.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Have a great weekend. That's Captain Sam Brown joining us live right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, I'm a lot like you. When I was growing up, I took hearing for granted. I mean, I heard everything. But as I've gotten older, I noticed considerable hearing loss in both ears. I finally got tired of missing out on roughly half of conversations with family and friends, so I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. It's been a life-changer. I mean, this is high-tech stuff we're talking about here. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on all this world has to offer, call my friend Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids. Even if you've been tested 3, maybe 4 years ago, you won't believe the advancement in the technology. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
My dad is a prize fighter. He's Joey Gilbert, and he's running for governor of Nevada. Becoming governor wasn't on his bucket list, but since the pandemic hit, Governor Sisolak has done all he can to destroy this great state. His senseless mandates target all of us. My dad follows the actual science. Most masks do nothing to stop COVID, and the so-called vaccine doesn't even stop you from getting sick or from spreading the virus. Joey Gilbert will take the masks off everyone, but most importantly, he will remove masks from kids. Nevada schools are ranked lowest in the nation. My dad has plans to turn that all around to ensure all children receive a solid education. And when my dad is governor, there won't be another lockdown. My dad taught me the only thing locked down slow is the economy. Joey Gilbert is a boxing champion. Now he's Nevada's champion. Fighting as an attorney for our families and our freedom. Let's take the gloves off and make him governor.
Together we'll make Nevada the freest state west of Florida. Go to GilbertForGovernor.com to learn more, and may God bless Nevada.
Paid for by Gilbert for Governor.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop, and you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's REPAIRSMITH.com, code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE.
Hi, this is Amy with New Hope Tax Defense. Have you received a letter from the IRS? You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse, so you ignore it, and then another letter arrives. You wonder if this will keep you from getting a new job, or will the IRS seize your home? There is hope. New Hope Tax Defense. Our dedicated tax professionals will be with you every step of the way. Once a comprehensive evaluation is complete, we will discuss your options with you. Recently, there have been reports of companies preying on taxpayers and demanding their fees up front, promising to eliminate their tax liability. Don't be a victim to these fly-by-night tax mills. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com. That's newhopetaxdefense.com to schedule your free consultation. We aren't a call center. We have offices in Nevada and California and want to meet with you. There is hope. newhopetaxdefense.com. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com.
The same great show with the same great host,
just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I always love it the way the left paints stuff they care about in catastrophic terms. In fact, the Huffington Post just came out with something, 7 minutes ago, Texas clinics out of options. And the story reads like this: the Texas Supreme Court just dealt a final blow to the abortion clinics. challenging the state's notorious abortion ban. It's not notorious to say we don't want to kill the unborn, is it? Damn. These people are driving me nuts. That's the way the Huffington Post described it. That just makes no sense. Anyway, last night I was watching Hannity, and I saw that he had former President Donald J. Trump